so much for meeting with me.
Yeah.
You just played your set about an hour ago.
Just heard the Blackfoot Gypsies.
Yes.
And they did that cool little bird call thing.
Yeah.
I think that might be my favorite part of the festival.
That was cool. He was just whistling.
Yeah.
He didn't have
just
an
whistling.
He was whistling
through his heart. Yeah.
That was pretty neat.
It was cool. Yeah. I felt great about our set. It was really fun. The sound is amazing.
Yeah.
And they've done a good job with having the two stages side by side. So it's a good crowd for the bands. It just the crowd just sort of like moves 20 feet over.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, this is perfect. It's a perfect day. Kaylin and her crew did an awesome job, and it's it's a lot of fun.
Very cool. How were you approached to play in this festival?
Kaylin asked us to play.
Okay. You weren't like, there was no competition or whatever, they just asked you, like, weren't vetted or whatever?
No, I think enough people just were like, hey, maybe these guys could play. Enough people like hit her up, and she just called me up, and it was, I missed it last year. Small Batch played, and I didn't get to join them on that set because I was in Northeast doing shows.
Oh, that's right.
That was when my record came out.
Yeah.
So I was up there, and doing like a ceremony for my girlfriend's dad up in Canada, like an ashes scattering ceremony.
Oh.
So there was like too much stuff going on, but yeah, super excited to be a part of it this year. It's great.
What do you think this kind of a festival does for a small city like Lexington?
I think it's helped. I mean, there's a really good turnout for this festival, and it's getting some traction, some national traction. So yeah, it has to be good, right?
Yeah. Several of these bands, I think, have loyal disciples that will follow them almost anywhere.
Yeah.
Absolutely. So tell me more about just your music. You're playing a lot from your second CD that came out last year. That's your second CD.
Yeah.
Concert. Yeah.
Yeah. Heavy Makes You Happy.
Yeah.
We've been doing some songs off that one, and still some off of the first one, The Fabled Canelands, and okay. Some new ones. It's been great working up, some little different arrangements of the older tunes, and got to keep it interesting, like with the ADD kind of musician mind.
The curse and the blessing.
But it's been great playing with this whole lineup, and I got new songs. Gonna do a couple shows and playing the Brooklyn Americana Fest in September, and then
nice.
A couple of little things. Gonna do some recording with some other Kentucky musicians, Daniel Martin Moore and Joan Shelley and some other friends, doing a benefit record. We're going to go to Pine Mountain Settlement School and record at that chapel.
Oh, wow.
And then put it out, and all the proceeds go to KNLT, Kentucky Natural Lands Trust.
Okay.
So those are like the two main things I have going. And then other than that, going to focus on getting the next record made and start, get that finished, and then plan ahead and start looking to be touring next summer, spring and summer.
Cool. Have you started recording the third CD yet?
Just some demo kind of stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Where are you recording?
Oh, just on my own.
Okay.
Yeah. And I'm not sure where I'm going to do the record, possibly in some friends in Western Massachusetts. Might go up there and just sort of hang out for a month and do it that way, or I don't know. I haven't really got a plan for recording it. Just trying to actually get the songs together and figure out what they're wanting to do.
Okay. So you were with a have seen various assortments of fabled caimans playing with you. Tonight was the first time I saw both the Wrights up there on stage with you. Is it a constant?
Cecilia and Josh.
Yeah. Who all was playing?
Well, Chris has been playing guitar, and he's out of town, so Josh filled in, and it was totally natural. We've actually played some together in the past, and we've been mutual fans of each other's music for years.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of an automatic thing, really. And it's a little like a collective. You know, I'm lucky to get the players that, I mean, you know, playing with Robbie, and he got so busy doing touring with Vandeveer and other bands.
Right.
So, and Sam was interested in playing, and he's fantastic.
Yeah.
And Scott.
Yeah.
He's like super solid. We've been playing together with the Swells and other bands for years, so
right.
It's just really comfortable, and we've been playing together enough now that we can start sort of exploring some of the little crooks and nannies, nooks and crannies, of these tunes.
The nuances.
So, yeah.
I'm curious, does Celia write her own parts, or do you write them together?
No, she comes up. I mean, I'll kind of, give suggestions, sort of like, in a script for a play or something, like stage direction or something.
Yeah.
Like, play like a kaleidoscope.
It's cool. I like how her cello it goes out there almost like a first violin. Like, she just jumps right out there and plays that cello.
Yeah,
and
she's great.
So well with your songs.
She's such an amazing player.
Yeah. And the triple harmony between you three was really
cool. That's just the best. It's definitely the icing on the cake.
Yeah. Okay, so what's coming up next for you after this awesome festival?
Really just, a couple of little solo things in town. Playing at the Kentucky Native Cafe on September 10th at noon. And then going up to New York and doing those couple things up there. And then I'll be playing, some with, the other bands and stuff. But I'm going to probably not book anything Fabled Canelands for a while just to get this record recorded. And like hunker down and get that project
get it done
and go and get it did.
Excellent. Well,
cool.
Good luck. Thank you
thanks,
so
Kara.
Much.